Talking About Her. The women just love it. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. on IRN, the Interactive Radio Network. News, talk, Orlando Seals hockey, local high school sports, IRN, the Interactive Radio Network. The following is presented by the Interactive Radio Network, www.irn.fm.
Turn on that radio and back here. The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and listen to the music.
I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
The people of America have been overcharged, and on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, right here, right now. You're listening to the Big Money. Welcome aboard, everybody. Yes, I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together. Welcome to a Thursday edition, April 3rd already. We're into April already. It's hard to believe this year is just flying by. You are tuned in to the only show, again, that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, every weeknight. From 10 to 11, exclusively here on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the world champion, Orlando Seals. And joining me, as usual, yeah, congratulations to the Orlando Seals there. Yeah, they did a fantastic job. And as you heard the background there, joining me, as usual, on top of the 13th floor of the BIG building is none other than the producer of The Big Money, Miss Kimber.
Thanks for having me, GD. Got here just in the nick of time. The Orlando Seals is a new team. Isn't this their first year playing?
Their first year, and being champions, you can't beat that. Being champions your first year.
That's pretty good.
Somebody had to be it, and if anybody had to be the Orlando Seals, and we welcome them on the Interactive Radio Network. And I've heard we picked up a few other teams also. I think we got a new baseball team that's broadcasting on the IRN. It's the Rome Braves Baseball.
Is that the Braves from Rome?
No, this is their minor league team, I'm sure. Yeah, it's from Rome, yeah. It's the minor team, minor league. But then again, hey, any kind of sports we can get here, we welcome it. This is, again, you know, community-based radio right here on the Interactive Radio Network. We do broadcast here from the Central Florida area, and not only do we carry the semi-professional teams like the Orlando Seals and the Orlando Stars men's football team, but now we're broadening our scope, and we have the Rome Braves baseball, which is great.
That's cool.
And high school games. You can check it out. You can get more information by going to irn.fm. And we can't forget about five or six or even seven or eight new shows. I can't even keep up with them now. From broadcastmonsters.com, we're simulcasting with them. So we got shows from, let's see, from weightlifting, bodybuilding, to soccer,
to
hockey,
NASCAR.
To NASCAR. I'm telling you, this is the place to be, interactive radio network. And not only that, if you people have just half the talent that I have, because my talent is bought and paid for, I paid a lot for it. If you have just half the talent I have, then you can do your own show on the Interactive Radio Network. Just go to irn.fm for more information.
Yeah, you've got more talent in your little pinky than I've got in my whole body.
Well, let's don't get carried away now. Then again, if you're the first time you're tuned in to The Big Money, you're listening to a unique radio show, one of a kind, unlike any other thing on the airwaves or the Internet. And we welcome you aboard. You'll have to listen for a couple weeks just to kind of get a hint of what we do here. I do consider myself a radical capitalist, and what I do is I'm defending America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. We always hear all the time, not only from the politicians, but people from like Ralph Nader and Michael Moore, on how bad capitalism is and how bad big businesses and small businesses and, you know, anybody who runs a business is a crook, they're out to rip you off. Well, you know, those people have a hard enough time getting up every day and going to work and fighting not only the government but the consumers and the rip-off people and the con artists, that they don't have time to defend capitalism. So that's what I do on this show. I am bringing capitalism to America.
Now it just reminds
somebody
me of Clinton saying, I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Was he talking about the business people? Probably.
Oh, of course not. Cause
he feels their pain, but he's not going to do anything about
it. Yeah, him and his type created the pain.
Yeah.
I truly feel your pain. That's why I take it upon my broad shoulders to defend the best system that's ever been around, and that's capitalism. Even though we don't have it here in America, one day we will, hopefully. So that's why you tune in every weeknight from 10 to 11 exclusively here on the Interactive Radio Network to hear stories like this. You know, as I do this show every weeknight from 10 to 11, we commit a crime here on top of the 13th floor of the BIG building.
No.
Because we smoke cigars and cigarettes inside the beautiful plush BIG studios. And in Florida, that is a crime.
It is a crime.
Because it is now against the law to smoke in a place of business.
And the people passed that law.
Yeah.
Since when do the people since when are people allowed to pass the law?
Well,
that was up to our representatives.
Yeah, well,
how did we actually get the chance to vote for this, what do they call it, amendment?
Yeah.
How did that be passed to us?
Well, it's mob rule now here in America, unfortunately, because, you know, the colleges just don't teach, you know, what America was founded on. So it's mob rule now. If you can get enough people to vote on your side, you can pass anything. And we got some stories about smoking.
Okay.
And wait till you hear some of this. I mean, in New York, there's pretty much a ban on smoking everywhere, even in bars.
Just like here.
Total. Well, no, here in Florida, I think if you have a bar that serves alcohol mostly, you can still smoke in it, but not in restaurants.
Oh, if they serve food,
yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50. Yeah. It's a percentage thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they even want to do away with that because they're having a hard time deciding what is...
What's a restaurant
with
a bar, right?
They pretty much want to ban smoking in it. Well, they did that in New York, so we got a story about that. And a story
out... Hillary behind that one?
And a story out of Chicago about smoking and how it's making us healthier. So, of course, it makes it healthier than, you know, we have a right to... infringe on the people's rights, you know. We'll get into that.
Cool.
You know, here, look, I've always said here on the Big Money, we've been doing this for a couple years on the Internet, but we've only been with the Interactive Radio Network for about three or four months here now, and we found a home. This is the place to be, the Interactive
home
Radio
sweet
Network.
Home.
We broadcast exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network. And I've been saying for years, what have I been saying? Oh, yeah.
Get ahead of yourself.
Get ahead of myself. I go off on other tangents. That if you want objective news, then you go to an objectivist. And I consider myself an objectivist. If you don't know what that is, just look up Ayn Rand, and you can find more information on that. But I consider myself an objectivist. I always want to be correct. You know, if I'm ever wrong on a subject, I want to be correct because I want to live my life being correct. I don't want to be... like a Democrat, you know, or a Republican who, you know, they think one way, and no matter how much you show them that they're wrong, they still, you know, it's like being a religion. Oh, you know, I got to have faith.
So
you know,
people disagree with J.D. They're just, they can't handle the truth.
Well, no. If they can prove I'm wrong, and I'll accept it. You know, I've been corrected a couple times. It's been a while, but, you know,
no.
Yeah. And, you know, I like to live my life correct. So I've always said, if you want objective news, get it from an objectivist, the big money. If you want network news, then go to ABC, NBC, you know, Fox, or listen to Rush Limbaugh, those other guys, and you get what they spiel. But, you know, if you want real news, cut to the chase, right here, the big money, every weeknight from 10 to 11. And we got a story about the New York Times. Now, the New York Times newspaper has always been said it's the paper of record. You know, if you want to hear the truth, you go to the New York. Well, no longer are papers like the New York Times or, you know, the news like ABC or NBC, no longer are they reporting the news. They now have to make the news.
Oh, no okay. way. Yeah. They're becoming a tabloid?
Yeah, so we got that story. And listen to this. This is going to break your heart. We hear all these death protesters, and if you're tuned in for the first time on the Big Money, a death protester on the VIG network here, that's what we call all these peace protesters that get out in the streets. They're death protesters here because they're for death. You know, they're not for life, they're for death. And the peace protesters now up in Canada, they have shamed themselves, and you can't get much lower. You know, they say they're for peace. They say they want to save women and children. Mm-hmm. You know, and they think this war we're having in Iraq is an immoral war because we're freeing people from a slave master. Here's a story about a busload of peewee hockey players that went up to Canada to play a hockey game, and you will not believe what some of these Canadians did to these American children. It will break your heart. You've got to stick around for that. They are now, not only are they anti-life, they are now anti-children.
Hmm.
So, you know, all you nice peaceniks out there that, you know, you're so much saying you want, you're for the children, you're for the women, you just want to save lives, wait till you hear this story about how the Canadians treat children. It will break your heart. We have that story, and not only that, we got a little bit of war news on here. Got to hit
course.
The war news. There's some good war news, and then there's some bad war news. Have you ever heard of the group Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam. Yeah. They had a concert the other night.
At the Blue Note, I believe.
And you're not going to believe what the lead singer, Eddie Vedder, did on stage. And it so outraged a lot of his fans that a lot of them got up and left the concert. You know, you heard about the story
He's not another Hollywood person, is he?
Yeah, you heard the story about the Dixie Chicks when they were over in Germany. They said some bad stuff about Bush.
I heard something about that, yeah.
And now they're having a hard time getting people to show up at their concerts here in America, and there's
people
a lot of bands.
People boycotting them, yeah.
Well, look at Pearl Jam to be the next Dixie Chicks.
Really?
They have pissed a lot of people off. So, I mean, we have not only that, we even have some CBS producers saying that Bush is nothing but another Hitler, and right on top of that, presidential contender John Kerry says that we need a regime change here in America. So we have so much going on tonight, and we only have an hour to do it. Well, now we're down to 45 minutes.
I guess we better get to it,
But we'll get that in. So you're listening to the Big Money exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network. So stick around, because, like I said, you know, we got a lot of stories here. A lot of stuff we got to get out. Man,
let's
that just came from nowhere. I guess that's a warning, huh? So we have that and more when we come back after this short musical interlude. Now's a good time to go grab a beer, grab a cigarette, and join us on the Big Money. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the VIG Network.
This is IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey, the Interactive Radio Network.
She tried to take me upstairs. 2, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio. Your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
Well, thank you, Skip. He is the voice of the BIG Network, by the way. That's our good buddy Skip there doing that. You're tuned in to the Big Money. I am your host, Mr. J.D., along with Miss Kimber, as we do the Big Money every weeknight from 10 to 11, exclusively here on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the Orlando Seals, the world champions. Orlando Seals. Can't beat that deal. A busload of American peewee hockey players. We'll get right to this.
Okay.
This is,
I'd like to
hear this. This kind of pisses me off.
Piss me off,
often,
go ahead.
Not often I get pissed off.
No.
Okay, not often. But when these peaceniks, these peace-loving people, these people that protest every day, get up there and say that, you know, we shouldn't be going to war in Iraq, we're killing women and children, we have countries like France and Germany who don't want to back us, and Canada who says, you know, that we're an immoral country. A busload of American peewee hockey players got a taste of the anti-Americanism that is festering in our good neighbor Canada. They were hooted at, our national anthem was booed, and people in the street gave them the finger.
Oh.
Or displayed other rude gestures.
These are young kids, right?
Oh, what a way to teach your youngsters. Yeah, I bet you, you know, you guys must be real proud up there in Canada. The Massachusetts kids were in Montreal for a peewee tournament when residents of this French-speaking city treated them the way one would expect an enemy to be treated, with scorn and hostility. According to the Toronto Globe and Mail, the 11- and 12-year-old boys from Brockton had been looking forward to the hockey tournament in Montreal, but parents who accompanied them said they were unprepared for the depth of anti-American hatred over the U.S.-led war against Iraq. Look, this is not a war against Iraq. This is a war against a slave owner.
Saddam.
You know, when are you people going to learn this kind of stuff? You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, somebody like me has to tell the rest of the world what this war is over. It's really sickening. Continuing here, during their four-day visit, the young Americans were horrified to see the Stars and Stripes burn, to hear the national anthem booed. When traveling in their bus and blazing with a red, white, and blue Coach USA logo, they saw people on the street make angry gestures at them. Boy,
oh,
that's real grown up.
Yeah,
I imagine these people in Quebec feel really proud to take this out on little children. And you people say you're for children, women and children. Even worse, while playing hockey, their Canadian opponents told their American guests that the U.S. sucks and shouted other anti-American insults, the boys recalled. It was a shock to go to a tournament and have kids saying this to us. These are our friends that are doing this, Brockton Boxers coach Ernest told the Globe and Mail. We didn't expect Canadian players, especially young boys, would take things to that extreme. One parent, Bill Carpenter, was so upset he canceled his family's vacation to Quebec. I applaud Bill Carpenter. Any American planning on going to Canada ought to right now cancel their vacation. Why spend money to people who do this to children? Especially from people who say they're for women and children. It's really disgusting. We're very offended by the whole thing, Carpenter continued, as he told the newspaper. I understand the opposition to the war, but we were made to feel unwelcome just about anywhere we went. Montreal is a 5.5-hour drive for us. It's not like we were traveling to Syria or France or Germany, he said. As Americans, we felt in the past that Canada was our closest ally and friend. No one told us we were heading into unfriendly territory. According to the Globe, the trip took a turn for the worse almost as soon as the children reached Montreal, when their bus entered the city's downtown just as hundreds of college and university students were marching through the streets in appeasement demonstration. Again, you people who send your kids to certain colleges are getting what you pay for. You're getting professors who are teaching your kids that it's okay to protest for death, that American values are no longer welcomed in this world, and it's very sickening. Look what they're doing to young children who just wanted to go play a hockey game,
sad.
And then we have protesters in the street blocking traffic. We have protesters in the streets breaking out windows of businesses.
Yeah, that's peaceful.
Yeah, this is real peaceful. It's just sickening. So, you know, here at the BIG Network, we don't think that anybody ought to spend their money up in Canada if there are people going to, you know, treat us that way. I'm just amazed on how half of Europe is only around because of America and the values that we share against tyranny, against dictators, against tyrants, against slave owners and slave masters. Yet people up in Canada think it's okay to boo your young children, to give them the finger. I imagine, you know, is this what they teach in colleges nowadays?
I don't know, but if they keep that up with the young kids, the young kids are going to grow up to hate everybody else.
Yeah.
And everybody else is going to wonder why.
Yeah.
I heard that a professor in Wisconsin, I believe, is telling his students to hate the U.S. They shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be at war.
He's hoping that military will get killed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's hoping that all our servicemen will be killed. Yeah. And I can't remember what... I think it was Neil Bortz this morning I was listening to it on. And I agree with him. Where are the parents when all this is going on? I'd pull my kids right out of that classroom because you don't need a professor like that. This is the U.S. of A., and you should support them no matter what.
You know, there's a good point about this college professor. I don't know if you heard it. It's from Columbia University. And he got up and made a couple speeches, and he's been doing it for a couple years, saying America is immoral, that we're the cause of all the problems in the world. And he says that he hopes that more Americans get killed over in Iraq. And he's telling their Iraqi people, kill as many Americans as you can. And now he's afraid to go to class to teach his classes because now he says he's getting death threats and he feels uncomfortable here in America.
Now he knows how it feels.
And, yeah. And a bunch of people are trying to get to the Columbia University and say, hey, you know, why do you have this guy on the payroll anyway? Why don't you fire him?
He should be fired.
And the president of the Columbia University goes, well, it's, you know, here at the university, we welcome free speech. And that's the essence of the college. Well, you know what? The president of Columbia, you know, you can exercise your free speech, too, by firing him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, free speech does not mean you have to give him a megaphone or a microphone or people or an audience for people to listen to him. And I'm sick and tired of these professors who, we don't use the term anti-American here because we haven't been American for 75 years, maybe 100 years. You know, this whole country hasn't been American for over 100 years. You know, these professors are anti-life. They don't care about life. They'd rather, you know, they preach death, and they preach that we ought to have more countries like Cuba and Venezuela and Syria, and that, you know, we're all here to help the state. And you know, the business community, you need to stop funneling money to colleges who allow professors like this to teach to your kids. And the president of Columbia University ought to boot this guy out as fast as he can, and every other liberal professor like this who teaches anti-life stuff in school. And you can, you know, use the excuse that it's free speech. You know, I run this college, and it's my free speech to not have to listen to this guy, and he's out of here.
Maybe we ought to fire the owner of the college.
If he thinks free speech is so good, let this professor go start his own damn college. At least that's the way we look at it. You can reach me, JD@thebigmoney.com. Check out my website, please, www.thebigmoney.com for more information. And that's the kind of stuff you hear on this show. It's unique. It's a different way of looking at life. Here we preach life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness here, which nobody else is doing. They don't do that in colleges anymore. They let professors like this tell you crap that America is bad. You have college kids now up in Canada giving the finger to little kids who come from America who only want to play hockey. We have protesters who call themselves peace protesters going through the streets, breaking out windows. Yeah, that's real peaceful. And yet they turn around and say, well, it's my right for free speech. Yeah, but nobody has to listen. And if you destroy somebody else's property, then we have the right to throw you in jail. You know, that's
exactly
what they need to be teaching in college. You're listening to The Big Money here, exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the world champion, Orlando Seals. You can't beat that, having a championship team right here.
Hey, that's awesome.
And now we are bringing you the Rome Braves Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all this information easy to go. Just point your point your browser to www.irn.fm. And don't forget to check out shows throughout the week. We have like five or six new shows from BroadcastMonsters.com,
mm-hmm.
a great website who are now simulcasting a lot of their shows, everything from bodybuilding to hockey.
To NASCAR racing.
NASCAR. So I tell you.
I like your
You know, ladies
better.
And gentlemen, you'll come for the entertainment, but you'll stay for the canned ham giveaway.
Yeah, don't forget about the canned ham giveaway we got later.
Look,
if you think you have just half the talent that I have, you can do your own show here on the Interactive Radio Network. Just go to irn.fm for more information. You can even have your own station. Look, if you're one of those voiceless people that Martin Sheen and the Hollywood crowd always talks about, well, stop that. You can now have your own voice by going to irn.fm and sign up for your own broadcast radio station here on the Internet. You can't beat that. It's the irn.fm website. More fun than a barrel of monkeys. Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Look, we got everything from racing to beer drinking. Beer drinking? What does that mean?
I have no clue.
That must be that one show.
Oh, yeah, that show on Saturday nights from 7 to 9 called Kimber on Beer.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my show.
That would be your show?
On homebrewing.
Wow. Homebrewing here on IRN Network?
Yeah, tune in Saturday from 7 to 9. Check it out.
Cool. We'll see you right after the short break. Stick around, everybody. It's the Big Money on the Interactive Radio Network.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
Internet Radio News, I'm Jamel Chow. U.S. led forces are battling Iraqi troops across a large arc south of Baghdad in anticipation of a move against the capital. Flares lit the night sky over Basra, a southern city of 1.3 million, where diehard Iraqi defenders have kept British units at bay for days. The Iraqi information minister, reading a statement he said was from Saddam Hussein, called for a jihad against the U.S. The information minister appeared on Iraqi public television. Two Iraqi Republican Guard units are at less than half their original strength after days of air and ground attacks by coalition forces. Air Force General Myers said Iraqi commanders have moved some troops around as reinforcements. An American Airlines flight from Tokyo was detained on the tarmac at the San Jose airport today after five people on board complained of symptoms like those of the mysterious new illness spreading through Asia. Two passengers and two crew members, plus a fifth unidentified person, complained of symptoms similar to those found in severe acute respiratory syndrome, which has afflicted hundreds in Hong Kong and killed at least 64 people worldwide. Two Newsday journalists and two freelance photographers who were missing for more than a week in Iraq communicated to the U.S. today that they are safe and have left the country. A sister of one of the journalists said he told her that they had been imprisoned but were treated well. The two Newsday staffers told their colleagues they were crossing into Jordan. Supreme Court justices confronting affirmative action in higher education for the first time in 25 years, when racial quotas were outlawed, debated whether colleges and universities may legally consider race when admitting students. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on admissions policies at the University of Michigan and its law school. The Bush administration's top lawyer took part, arguing that the university's law school program is a thinly disguised quota. McDonald's is contemplating making changes to its sandwiches, including reforming the hamburger buns and rolls back the Big Mac's original special sauce recipe. The tender of the buns is made to make them toast more easily, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people. McDonald's up 65 points today at 8058. That's Internet.
These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Exciting and controversial, it's the IRN Sports Show, Sunday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. on IRN, the Interactive Radio Network.
Do you hopes to be getting a big-ass meal at a fly price? Right now, you and your posse can be snacking for under $7. No s***. McDonald's presents the Big Motherfucker. Get the big motherfucker with a bottle of Colt 45, chitlins, pig's feet, on a cornbread biscuit with a big old bucket of gravy. This should be cheaper than two hits of crack, and so good, you'll be saying dog. Did somebody be saying McDonald's? You're damn right. McDonald's, we loves it when you be smiling.
The Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
Arrogant. Who's arrogant? He wasn't talking about me, was he?
I don't know anybody arrogant, J.D.
Not me. You're tuned into the Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. I know it's hard to believe, but we are bringing capitalism to America. Somebody has to do it. We do it every weeknight from 10 to 11, exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the world champion Orlando Seals, now simulcasting with BroadcastMonsters.com, mm-hmm. A bunch of their shows. I tell you, from racing... From racing to beer drinking, I like that. You get it all here on the Interactive Radio Network, and at the end of the week, you can always shake that bottle. Former Secretary of State Lawrence Eagleburger revealed late Wednesday that the New York Times recently asked him to write an essay on the Iraq War, but only on the condition that he would be critical of the Bush administration. About 10 days ago, I was approached by the New York Times to write an op-ed piece, Eagleburger told Fox News Channel's Hannity and Combs. When I talked to them about it, I was told, what we want is criticism of the administration. They told you that? Asked Sean Hannity. Yes, right out, flat out, Eagleburger replied. He told me, we want criticism of the administration. Needless to say, the former Secretary of State added, I did not write the op-ed piece. There it is, right there. The new mainstream media no longer reports the news. They now want to make the news and fabricate the news. If you want mainstream news, go to ABC, CBS, Fox News, CNBC, CNN, Rush Limbaugh, Don Imus, all those other stuff. But if you want objective news, you come to an objectivist. The Big Money every weeknight from 10 to 11 right here on the Interactive Radio Network. Hey. Don't forget, you want to do your own show, you think you have half the talent that I have, it's easy to do, go to irn.fm, and for a measly sum, you can get on the air. Yeah, you know, it's cheap to do radio now, because you don't want to do it over the, you don't want to get on a regular radio broadcast now, because I'm telling you, if you get on a regular channel, a regular radio station, terrestrial station here, coming up on the elections next year, if you talk politics 60 days before the election, they're going to shut you down.
Really?
Yeah, because there's that new campaign finance reform law. You know, you can't talk about candidates 60 days before an election because that's...
Why? If they suck and they lie, then the people need to know that.
It's because they don't want criticism, you know, and they blame this on... Well, you can't blame... See, again, people, you can blame it on the Republicans and the Democrats. Look, we pound them both here. I'm not a conservative. Don't look at me that way. I'm a radical capitalist. You know, I kick the conservatives. I, you know, stomp on the liberals. And we slap around the greenies just to have some fun here at the BIG Network. And that's what we do here on the weeknights from 10 to 11. That's why you want to tune in. You can't listen one night here. You got to listen for a week or two, and you kind of get an idea of why we do this kind of show. Now on to New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay? To New York. Let's hear it.
Look, I'm committing a crime right now, and I've been challenging people to send the authorities over to the BIG studios. You can't miss the BIG building here in Pine Hills, Florida. We're on the 13th floor. It's the tallest building in Pine Hills. Just drive around until you see the tallest building, and we're on the 13th floor, the very top floor, and we are committing a crime as we do the show every weeknight from 10 to 11. I am smoking a cigar. No, not smoking a reefer, not smoking cannabis.
I'm smoking a
cigarette.
We're
smoking tobacco, and we are breaking the law here in the state of Florida. well, you think it's that bad here in the state of Florida. You're lucky you're not in New York, and you're lucky you don't work at a bar. You're lucky you're not a barmaid, because you have now gotten a decrease in pay. You have been downsized if you work at a bar and you're a waitress in New York City.
Hmm.
Are you believing that?
Well, how can that be? What did you do wrong to have a decrease in pay?
These people didn't do nothing. And now they're bringing home less money every week because of their fantastic Republican mayor they have up in New York City, Bloomberg.
Is that the guy that took over
Giuliani?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about this guy, how bad he is.
He is an anti-smoking Nazi. He doesn't think you ought to be smoking in New York City, period.
I've heard other things about this man that's not good, too.
Yeah, and I've been reminded that the opinions you hear on the big money are my opinions. And they should be the opinions of IRN Radio Network. The smoking ban may help bartenders breathe a little easier when they're on the job, but many say it's taken a toll on their bank accounts. Doc Holliday's bartender, Stacy, and we'll leave her last name out because...
Stacy's good enough.
Yeah, Stacy works good enough. Said her tips were down $120 in 1 6-hour stretch as regulars opted to stay home rather than down their suds without a cigarette. Most of my regulars that smoke, who are most of the people who come here, have already told me that they are not coming out nearly as much as they were before the smoking ban. They say they are going to stay home where they can smoke and buy six-packs, she added, and people have no energy in the bar. This place is usually a really fun place to go. Today, everyone is like lumps on a log. The smoking ban, which went into effect Sunday at midnight, was designed to protect the health of the bar and cafe employees, but sidewalk bar and restaurant bartender Kim said that she's going to worry less about her health now that she's worried about paying the rent and paying the bills, and don't forget, paying the taxes. And Kyle, 23, who works at the bar, said she's already noticed her cash flow is on the downswing. I guess I'll have to work a little harder. I don't think that's what our economy needs right now. Yeah, the smoking ban is hurting the working class. The working class. The
you know,
people
I can
that
understand
government
that because
is supposed to be helping.
Even if you have to go outside, like we do in Florida, when we go to our CFHB meeting for the Central Florida Homebrewers, you're not allowed to smoke inside, but you're not allowed to take your drink outside.
Yeah.
So we don't drink as much because we have to leave our drink in the bar in order to go out and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. You know, I got a solution for all this.
Yeah, lift the ban on smoking.
Well, that'd be the that would be the American thing to do. But again, like I said, we stopped being American 75 years ago. What they ought to do, this is actually should be a boon to the homebrew clubs around the world and the homebrew hobby.
That's true.
You know, screw the government. You can screw them two ways. First of all, you don't have to go to a bar and spend your money there and pay taxes for all the food you buy there.
But then you kind of screw the small businessman, too.
Well, this will teach the small businessman not to take this kind of crap. Once they find out, you know, that they're paying for their own lynching.
Yeah, true.
Go and start brewing your own beer, because when you buy the ingredients to brew your own beer, you pay no tax on it.
That's also true.
And you pay no tax to the government. And since you're staying home and you can smoke in your own house and drink in your own house, you're not spending your money out at the bars and paying more taxes there. You don't have to risk getting caught by a cop and spending more money for a DUI. Stay home, brew your own beer, and screw the government.
Smoke your cigarettes.
That's the advice we have here on the BIG Network. And when we come back from the break... Well, we'll do it real quick here. Now, the smoking ban, they have done a study in Montana. They said heart attacks have fell more than half last summer after voters passed a broad indoor smoking ban, suggesting that cleaning up the air in bars and restaurants quickly improves health for everyone except for the workers who find their health going down because now they can't afford health insurance, they can't afford rent, they can't afford to buy food for their kids to send them up to Quebec to get the finger from the nice Canadians up there. So we have a solution. Go to www.cfhb.org, become a home brewer, and screw the government by brewing your own beer. Quit paying taxes on your own beer. Don't risk going out and driving and getting a DUI and spending more money for the government. Stay home, brew your own beer, smoke all you want, and listen to the big money every weeknight from 10 to 11 exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the world champion Orlando Seals. Will be right back after this short break because We still have a couple more stories we can get through, right? One way or another, we'll find a way to get to them. We're going to talk about Pearl Jam when we come back from this short break. Go grab a beer, go grab a cigar, and puff up. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
That's why I chew gum, because they keep saying, hey, you can't smoke in here. And even if I go outside and come back in, they all say, boy, you stink like smoke. Here, have some gum. So I quit smoking at work altogether. I just sit here and chew this f***ing gum. You know, I live my own life. I don't know why they just can't live their own f***ing lives. I don't tell them what to do. Oh, hi, Bill. Did you just take a dump? You smell like s***. Why don't you have some gum? I'm not going to take it anymore. You hear me? Huh? Look at this. There. You like that? Oh, really? Have another one. There. It's delicious, isn't it? Mmm.
When you can't smoke, enjoy total chewing satisfaction.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
And you're tuned in to the Big Money exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, broadcasting on top the 13th floor of the BIG building. To reach me, it's JD@thebigmoney.com. Check out the website, www.thebigmoney.com. And that's how this world's going to be. You get all these people quit smoking, you know. You know, you force them out of the bar, you know, now we're hurting the working people, the working class people, because you can't tip them. What a sad country we're coming to.
I thought it was just in Florida, but apparently it's all over the U.S.
It's all over the place. That's why we encourage you smoke when you come here to the BIG studios. If you don't like smoking, then guess what? Go start your own radio station. And I know how to do it. You go to irn.fm. Smoking stuff. It's just getting out of hand. Okay. Enough of that smoking stuff. Let me take a quick...
Yeah, that's a good smell in the cigar.
It's not too bad, you know.
It smells like maple
syrup. Not as good as that cigar I got from the bigwigs there at IRN.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
treated
one.
Me with that $100 illegal cigar. That was
fantastic.
Yeah,
knocked your ass right out.
Yeah, hard to believe that tobacco can be illegal in this country.
It is.
In America.
It is. Any kind of plant that you roll.
Oh, man. Now from one kind of smoking to another kind of smoking, incensed fans walked out of Pearl Jam's concert Tuesday after lead singer Eddie Vedder impaled a mask of President Bush on a microphone stand and then slammed it to the stage. Most of Vedder's anti-war remarks earlier in the Pepsi Center show were greeted with mixed cheers and scattered boos, but dozens of angry fans walked out during the encore because of the display with the Bush mask, which he wore for the song Bushleaguer, a Bush-taunting song from the band's latest album, Riot Act. Yeah, nice, peace-loving people. These peaceniks. Making me sick. This is what they
all
teach in school.
All these peaceful people
are
not peaceful.
When he was sharing his political views in a fairly benign manner, supporting our troops, opposing policy, that's okay, said Keith of Denver. When he takes what looks like the head of George Bush on a stick and throws it to the stage and stomps on it, that's just unacceptable. I love Pearl Jam, but that was just way over the edge. We literally got up and left. Others joined Keith when some complaining about the lyrics of the Bushleaguer, which in part calls Bush a confidence man, and said, he's not a leader, he's a Texas leaguer. I wasn't sure if it was really happening, said Kim. We looked at each other and realized he really did have George Bush's head on a stick and was waving in the air, then slammed it to the ground and stepped on it. It was like he was decapitated someone in a primal ritual and then stuck their head on a stick, said Keith. It kind of blows away the Dixie Chicks. And just for those who don't know what the Dixie Chicks did, the Dixie Chicks were the target of boycotts and bannings after making an anti-Bush statement on a London stage in March. By the way, on Wednesday, the Marshall Tucker Band announced it would play a May 1st concert in South Carolina as an alternative to the U.S. tour opening show in nearby Greenville by the Dixie Chicks the same day. You know, it's pretty sick when these college kids, and now we have bands like Pearl Jam and Dixie Chicks, when they back slave masters and slave owners. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, you know, decapitating someone and putting it on a stick is exactly what Saddam Hussein has done with his prostitutes on the street to show his people that, you know, he's a horrible person.
Yep. So
he's not, you know, a Bush hater. He's a Saddam lover in my eyes. Because that's what Saddam does.
If you people want to spend your hard-earned money going to see Pearl Jam, then, you know, go do it. You don't have to boycott their shows. They do have some good music. They're just idiots. Okay, when it comes to thinking,
that's stupid,
is hard work. That's why very few people engage in it. And you don't have to. You just need to tune in every weeknight from 10 to 11 here on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the championship.
Yeah.
Orlando Seals hockey team. You get more information by dialing 407-447-PUCK. 407-447-7825. Well, we're now carrying some great baseball, the Rome Braves baseball team. You can check out more information, irn.fm. If you thought the rabid anti-Americanism displayed by such bottom-sucking slugs as Michael Moore was as low as Hollywood can sink, then think again. The producer of CBS miniseries Hitler, The Rise of Evil, says that it is a warning to the American people that if they don't watch out, the Bush administration could morph into a carbon copy of Hitler's National Socialist Dictatorship. You're listening to The Big Money right here on the Interactive Radio Network. One more quick break, and we'll get deep back to wind out this Thursday edition of The Big Money. Stick around. We still have a few more minutes left of The Big Money. We'll be right back.
Listening to the VIP Network.
This is IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey, the interactive radio network.
As a black woman, I get angry when a so-called black leader or politician pushes gun control. With no guns, my mother, father, aunt, and two sisters would be defenseless against criminals. Politicians who push gun control are saying they don't trust you. They're saying you're too stupid or too dangerous to own a gun. They're saying they don't care about your family's safety. They claim the police will protect you, but that's a lie. If it were true, no one would ever get robbed or raped or murdered. You know the difference between a free man and a slave? Slaves don't own guns. My ancestors were slaves, but I'm not. I'm a free American, I understand the Constitution, and I have the right to own a gun to defend myself and my family. Gun control is not about controlling crime, it's about controlling you. And anyone who tells you to give up your guns, I don't care what color they are, their ultimate goal is to be your new MAFA.
Help us spread these ads across America. Send checks to Citizens of America, 2118 Wilshire Boulevard, number 447, Santa Monica.
Damn, where did time go?
Donch.
It is. All right, it's time to open up the newsroom here, see if we can't find... Oh, that's a good news right here. Out of Washington, Republican leaders attack Democratic presidential... Here, hang on. I got to reach over here. Okay, there we go. Republican leaders attacked Democratic presidential contender John Kerry on Thursday for saying regime change was needed in not just Iraq, but also in the White House, drawing a sharp rebuttal from the Massachusetts senator. House Speaker Dennis Hastert, House Republican leader Tom DeLay, and Republican Party Chairman Mark... I never can pronounce this guy's last name. Rascott?
Rascott?
Something like that. Said Kerry's remarks in the crucial presidential primary state of New Hampshire on Wednesday undercut the troops and President Bush's role as commander-in-chief. Cheap? I need another two or three beers here. But, now we have the Democrats saying we need a regime change here. Look, we don't need a regime change because every 4 years you can vote for your new leader, as you cannot do in most of the countries in the Middle East and in the world. Abound. The Socialist Workers' Party, long allowed to keep its donors secret because of the danger of harassment, isn't that nice, should continue to receive the special protection. Federal Election Commission's lawyers say the party asked the commission to extend its exemption from the FEC reporting requirements that other political parties face, including identifying its contributors, the candidates it supports, and the businesses it buys from. The Socialist Workers' Party advocates a Marxist revolution to overthrow the U.S. government, taking the Russian and Cuban revolutions of the 20th century as models. It wants to replace the country's capitalist society, by the way, we are not a capitalist society, with a government of workers and farmers. So here you have one party that has a special exemption that doesn't have to tell the government where they get their money, but all the other political parties have to do that. Isn't that a shame?
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant Kenneth Wilson said Arabic-speaking U.S. troops... Where'd the news... Open that door up, man. We're doing the news break here. Come on, open it up. Sergeant Kenneth Wilson said Arabic-speaking U.S. troops made contact with two busloads of Iraqis fleeing south along Route 7 towards... Rafit, one of the first friendly meetings with local people for the Marines around here. They had slaughtered lambs and chickens and boiled eggs and potatoes for their journey out of the front lines, Wilson said. At one camp, the buses stopped and the women passed out food to the troops. Do you believe in that? A passenger on one of the buses, which broke down near the Marine position, said he could speak for the 20 others on board. In broken English, he told a correspondent traveling with the Marines, "We like Americans." Adding that no one liked Saddam Hussein because he was not kind. This is from Iraqi citizens. So all you peacenicks out there thinking that you need to keep Saddam because he's not that bad of a guy, you're not listening to the citizens of Iraq who said they hate the guts of that slave master, of that slave owner. Look, they're starting to like us over there in Iran because finally we're doing something to help them. Hundreds of Iraqis shouting, "Welcome to Iraq," greeted Marines who entered the town of Sadra Monday after storming it with planes, tanks, and helicopter gunships. A foot patrol picked its way through the small southern town 20 miles north of the city after being beckoned by a crowd of people. "There's no problem here. We are happy to see Americans." Triumphant Royal Marine Commandos yesterday mopped up the final traces of resistance in the south of Basra. They received a warm welcome from the members of the 30,000-strong population, with children and adults giving the thumbs up, smiling, and shouting, "Mister, Mister, England good!" One surprised Royal Marine said, "We were meant to be giving them food, but they kept coming up to us and giving us stuff." So that's what's happening in Iraq now that we're finally showing that we're there to get rid of Saddam Hussein. So all you peace-licks out there, up yours. Just like they do in Canada to the young kids. In case you're just tuning in, if you missed it, we had some young folks, young kids, 10, 11-year-olds, go up to Canada to play a hockey game, and the nice people of Quebec gave them the fingers and shouted at them and said, "You're not welcome here in Canada." So if we're not welcome in Canada, don't spend your money there. You don't need to do that kind of crap. So that's some of the news out there. It's nice to know that somebody is on our side, and of all people, it's the Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it kind of amazing now?
It is.
And wait till you hear more. And you'll hear more tomorrow night right here on the Big Money. We do it live every weeknight from 10 to 11 exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the world champion Orlando Seals and now home of the Rome Braves baseball team. Get more information by going to irn.fm. Plug your show real quick for Saturday.
Ah, Kimber on Beer. We talk about home brewing and anything that has to do with beer. Saturdays at IRN.FM from 7 to 9.
Check it out. And don't forget, we simulcast a lot of shows on BroadcastMonsters.com. More information, again, IRN.FM. You've been listening to The Big Money, the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Make sure you tell all your friends, families, and business associates about The Big Money. Till then, go make money. See you tomorrow night, everybody. Goodbye.
Good night, folks.
You've been listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG Network is W. George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey, the interactive radio network.